Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf Vav. We're learning today Li'ili Nishmas Avram Isaac Brown, Harav Avram Yitzchak ben Harav Yaakov Aryeh. Also Li'ili Nishmas Lillian Ackerman, Hindaleya Bas Shalom. And also Li'ili Nishmas, my special aunt, my aunt Berta Glatt, Bluma Sheva Bas Yecheskel, very dear aunt who lived with us when we were growing up, and Aunt Hashem, her holy Neshama Shalom Aliyah from our learning, along with all the others that we're learning for. We continue to learn for the safety and security of the Chayalim. They should be successful. We should bring back the Chatufim b'mheira in good health. And B'ezus Hashem, there should be Shalom in all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up the Gemara on the very top line of Kuf Vov Omer Aleph with the words for Omer Ilfa. This refers back to a statement that we had made by Rav Sheshes in yesterday's shir. Rav Sheshes says that just the act of being kofar, he denies that he has the pikadon in his presence, so he becomes like a gazlan, nasal of a gazlan, l'chayev bi'onsin. That's what we learned in yesterday's shir. And the Gemara today says that Ilfa comes along and seems to contradict that which Rav Sheshes says, because Ilfa tells us, Omer Ilfa, shavua kone. Only if he swears falsely does that make this shomer acquire the pikadon that was given to him. And shavua hu dekanya. It's only with the shavua that it is if he now acquires this pikadon, avol kfira lo kanya, but the act of just being kofer that he has it without making a shua would not make it that he acquires it. So Gemara says, no, halachanami dekaimo ba'agam. We're dealing here with a similar teretz that we gave in yesterday's shir, that the item, the pikadon, was not easily available to him, and therefore it was in the agam, it was in a swamp, and therefore when he's being kofer, he is not in fact truly denying it. It's basically a stalling tactic. It's basically a way for him to say that I will go and get it later on, and right now I can't give it to you, but I am intending to give it to you. I'm not really intending to go and steal it. As opposed to if he swears, so then if he swears, that is not a delaying tactic. That is a shvua that he doesn't have it. That's teretz number one, so Ilfa doesn't necessarily contradict Rav Sheshes. Teretz number two, Vibayisema, we could argue, my shvua kona, when Ilfa says over here that the shvua is kona, in what sense is he referring to that it's kona? It's in the sense that Rav Huna said the name of Rav, the Rav Huna, the Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, the Rav Huna said the name of Rav. If a person says, mona li biyodcha, if Reuven says to Shimon, you have a mona of mine, and Shimon responds, "Valo Omer en lucha biyodi. I do not have a mana of yours." V'nishba, and he swears that I do not have that. And now v'achakach bo edim, edim come along and say, "Yeah, Shimon, you do have that." So in this situation, Rav Huna Omer Rav tells us potter. There's a special din here that once you make a shvua, because of the pasuk shenemar v'lo kach bi'alav v'lo yishalev. Once you make a shvua, the Baal accepts your shvua, so to say. So then you made the shvua. That's the end of the din. That din is over. Kivan shekiblu habalim shvua. They asked you to make a shvua. You made the shvua. End of the case. Shuv ein mishalei mamam. Even if edim come along, and therefore that case is over. And therefore, that is how we have to explain Ilfa's telling us his din shvua kona, that when the person makes a shvua, that ends the din Torah, so to say, and anything that subsequently comes along afterwards is irrelevant, even though he actually stole. But the bottom line is, the shua was accepted, and the Torah tells us, v'lokach be'olav, if the Baalim accepted the shua, lo yishalem. And this would be, according to Rav, even achar kach bo edim. Now we're going to question this, because this sounds a little bit difficult to understand. If edim come along, shouldn't the edim go and negate this shua? So kufa, we go and analyze this statement of Rav Huna Amar Rav. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, mona li biyodcha, the person says, Reuven says to Shimon, you have a mona of mine in your possession. V'alo, Meron Shimon answers, ein lecha biyodi klum, I do not have it. And he swears, v'nishba. And then subsequently, uvo edim, and say that he swore falsely, nevertheless, potur shenemar, v'lokach b'lo v'lo yishalem. Exactly what we just said. Now, along comes Rava, and he makes the following statement. Amar Rava, Mistabra, it would have made sense to say, Mistabra milsa de Rav b'milva. It would seem to be that Rav's statement should only be with a milva, with a loan, because de lahotza nitna. When you give money, when Reuven gives 100 bucks to Shimon, he doesn't expect to get that same 100 bucks back. He knows that Shimon is going to go spend that 100 bucks, and he'll return him a different 100 bucks. So milva lahotza nitna. The intention of a loan is that it would go and be used, and then the person would return him a different 100 bucks. But a pikadon, avo pikadon, you give somebody a vas to hold for you, you don't expect them to go and sell that vase and return you a different vase. No, I will be called though. Birishus de Marikoi. It stays, so to say, in the Rishus of Reuven. You gave him the vase to watch for you. You expect to get it back. However, it would seem Rava had said that Rav would not hold in that situation that he doesn't have to give it back. Vohelokim, but he makes a lashon of a shua. Omar Rav afilu bipikadon. Rav's din applies even with the pikadon. That once he swears falsely, if Shimon swears falsely, that's the end of the din Torah, and he can't get his pikadon back because the ki chsiv kra bipikadon chsiv. Because this pasuk velokach be'olav velo yishalem is actually written by a pikadon. So therefore, Rav's din, as difficult as it is to understand, applies not only to a milva, but would apply even to a pikadon. More questions this. Yosef Rav Nachman, Rekarmelo Shmaisa. Rav Nachman said over Rav's memra, and after saying it over, Esi Rav Acher Bar Minyumi, the Rav Nachman. So Rav Acher Bar Minyumi questioned, how could Rav really say this? And he said to Rav Nachman the following. If Reuven says to Shimon, Hecham Pikdoni, this is a Mishnah that we will have Mitzvah in a couple of days, but we also had it previously already as well. So if Reuven says to Shimon, where is the Pikodon that I deposit with you? And Shimon says, Omar lo Ovat, I'm sorry, it was lost. And he was a Shomer Chinam, so he's part of Gneva Veveda. And Reuven doesn't like this. And he says, Mashu Biachani, I want you to swear that you, in fact, have lost it. And Shimon says, yes, the Omar Amen. In other words, that's essentially making a Shvuah. And now, Edim come along and say, what are you talking about that was lost? We saw you eat it. We saw you use up that item that the Pikadon that was given to you. So what's the halacha? According to Rav, it should be the case is over. But here it says, Beferish Mishalim is a Karen. He has to go and pay the Karen. So clearly, if the Edim come along, we don't say the case is closed because he swore, and here's the kasha on Rav, Mishalim is a Karen. So this is a Mishnah. Rav can't seem to argue with Mishnah, even though we say Rav Tanu Upalik. Normally Rav doesn't argue with the Mishnah. So Mishalim is a Karen. By the way, the Mishnah continues and says, Hodo Biatzmo, if he admitted on his own that he in fact had lied about the Pikadon, so then he would have to pay Mishalim Karen V'chol Mishvash because he wants to get a kapara. But the question is from the first part. It said, V'edim me'idim oso shacholu Mishalim es Karen. That goes directly against what Rav said. Here's the kasha. So Rav Nachman says, Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says to Rav Acha Bar Minyumi, who'd asked the question, you know what this case is talking about? Hogma Yaskinon, Kigon Denishba Chutz LeBeistin. This Shvuah that's mentioned in the Mishnah, Mashbiach Ani, and he says, Amen. So then, that wasn't done by the Beistin, that was done outside of the Beistin. And the only time Rav says, V'lokach Bo'olah, V'lo Yishalem, that's based upon the Shvuah being done by Beistin. So therefore, your kasha, Rav Nachman says to Rav Acha Bar Minyumi, is not a good kasha. Rav Acha Bar Minyumi doesn't stop. Omalei says to Rav Nachman, it's a very good kasha, because keep on reading the Mishnah. If you're saying that the reisha of the Mishnah is talking about that it was outside of Beis Din, so Mistoma the Sefer is also talking where it's outside of Beis Din, but that's not true. Ihachi Ema Sefer. Keep on reading. The Mishnah continues and says, Hechon Pikdoni. If Reuven says to Shimon, where is my Pikadon? And Shimon says, Omalo Nignav. In the Sefer, he says it was stolen. In the Reish, he said it was lost. In the Sefer, he says it was stolen. And Reuven again doesn't believe him. He says, Mashbiach Ani, I want you to swear to me. V'amar Amen. And Shimon again swears. And now, V'edim me'idim oso shiganavo, Edim come along and say that it was in fact stolen by you. You stole it, not that it was stolen by somebody else. So what's the din? Mishalim tashlume keifel. He has to pay keifel. Now, this is where the question is going to come from, but let's just keep on reading and say it to the Mishnah. Hold the Me'atzmo, if he admitted on his own, so then Mishalim Kerem V'chomish Yoshim. So then, as a regular type of kapara, he has to pay back the principal, pay the chomish, and to bring an Oshim. Now, the question came from the Reisha of the Sefer, where it said, V'edim Me'idim Oso Shiginovo Mishalim Tishul Me'kefel. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Reisha was talking about outside of Beis Din, so Mistama the Sefer is talking about outside of Beis Din. But if the Sefer is talking about outside of Beis Din, so then why would he pay Kefel? V'isolka Daita Chutz Le'Beis. So then, Miko Kefal, then it's no Kefal. The whole dinim of Kefal only applied when Beis Din made him make the Shvua. And if you're telling me the Shvua was outside of Beis Din, like the Reisha, so then how could it be Kefal, Miko Kefal? So Rav Nachman says to Rav Acha Bar Minyumi, Amalei, I could give you a doichach keretz. Yochil no lishanuye loch. If you wanted, I could give you a doichach keretz that the Reisha is chutz le-Beis Din, the Sefer of the Beis Din. I could give you that teretz. However, miyu shinuya dechika lo mishanin loch. That's a Daichak Teretz, to say that the Mishnah, without specifically mentioning, is talking about two different scenarios. The Reisha is talking about outside of the Beis Din, and the Seif is talking about in a Beis Din. So I won't give you that Teretz. I could, but I won't give you that Teretz. Instead, in fact, I'll say that both the Reisha and the Sefer were actually in Beis Din. So the second part, where it's in Beis Din, we understand what's Mishalim Tushlum and Kefil. But now, if the Reisha was in Beis Din, so that's the Kasha on Rav. How can you tell us that if there's a Shvua, the case is over? Well, here you see, the case is not over. If Edom come along, even though he made the Shvua, he has to go pay back the Karen. So why is that not a problem? Velo kasha, because kam v'kofatz, kam v'shalo kofatz. In fact, the Reish and the Seif are talking about two different scenarios. The Reish is talking about where Reuven jumped in and said, I want you to swear that you, in fact, didn't lose the item. And Shimon swore. So that wasn't the Shvua of Beis Din. It was in Beis Din, but it wasn't a Shvua of Beis Din. That was because kofatz, Reuven jumped and so excited. He said, I want you to swear it. And Shimon swore. Whereas in the Sefer, Kam Bishalo Kofatz, there was no jumping over here. Reuven didn't insist that Shimon make the Shvua. The Beis Din said, well, Shimon, go make the Shvua. So therefore, that's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. So in the Reisha, it is consistent with Rav's Din, because the Reisha is talking about where the Shvua was made because of Kofatz, and Rav never said his Din in the case of Kofatz. Rav only said his Din, that once they make the Shvua, the Din is over. Even if Edom come along afterwards, they don't have to pay. That's only when Beis Din makes the Shvua. In the Reisha, Beis Din didn't make the Shvua. Only in the Sefer did Beis Din make the Shvua, and that's why in the Sefer, since Beis Din made the Shvua, so he has to be careful. Now, this seems to be also in contradiction to what Rav said. So Rashi points out in Dibra Maskul Kam B'Kofatz that this is the exception to the rule. Here the Torah specifically says that you have to pay the Kefil even though the Shvua was made. Okay. Mara continues and says, Rami Bar Chama still questions Rav Nachman, and he says, Michti, let's check this out. The Rav, lo svira loch, you don't hold like Rav. Right? Why are you defending him? Mashkune nafshoch ad the Rav lomli. Why are you, so to say, making yourself a pikadon that you're trying to establish what Rav's opinion was? You don't hold like Rav. So why are you trying so hard to establish his din? So Amalei, Rav Nachman says, no. Torihi, l'tzarech l'amid l'mot. L'farusha de Rav. We have to understand what Rav is talking about. Even though I disagree with him, we have to understand what he's talking about. And therefore, I went out of my way, so to say, to explain Rav Shita, l'parusha de Rav. De Rav, hochi mitaritz, v'le masnisa. That's how Rav must learn the Mishnah. I don't learn it that way. I don't agree with Rav. But we still want to find out what Rav's understanding is. Again, we find this all the time throughout Shas. An Amora will ask a question on another Amora, seem to schlug him up, and then he'll give the teretz himself for that Amora. Because again, we're interested in the truth, we're not interested in winning. So Rav Papa says, Rav has a Shita. We have to understand Rav Shita, and that's what he did. Aye, the Gemara says, Rav brought a pasuk, so what's your problem in understanding it? So Amri, the Gemara says, no, Krah, you could understand the pasuk differently. The pasuk, the Krah, L'chol ha-nishboim shebetorah nishboim, v'lo mishalman hudiyasa. That comes to teach us that when you normally make a shvua, it's to prevent you from having to pay. And the normal circumstances, the shvua exempts you from having to pay. Aye, v'lo kach bi'olah, v'lo yishalem, comes to add, who makes the shvua? Misha olav l'shalem, the one who would have normally had to pay, he can exempt himself, who nishba, by making a shvua. It doesn't work the other way around, except in rare occasions. You can't make a shvua to cause someone to pay you. Albeit, as we had spoken out in yesterday's year as well, sometimes the shvua is flipped around because the person is choshed on making a shvua, so he can't make the shvua to exempt himself, so we flip it around and make the person who's accusing him, or the other litigant who says, you owe me money, so we make him make the shvua and he can go collect on it in a situation where the one who normally makes the shvua and exempt himself is possible to make a shvua because he's chashud, he's suspected because he's made false shvuas elsewhere, so he can't make the shvua now. Okay, Mara continues to question Rav. Masid Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna was a star pupil of Rav, and he asked his Rebbe, Rav, the following shaila, based upon the following Mishnah, which is a Mishnah in Shavuos on Daf Lamid Vov Omid Beis. And it says over there, Hishbia Olov Chamisha Pomim. If Reuven said to Shimon, you owe me something, and Shimon denied it, and he swore, and then Reuven said, no, I'm accusing you again, and he swears. So five times this happened, Hishbia Olov Chamisha Pomim. And this is true, Bein Bifnei Beis Din, or Bein Shelo Bifnei Beis Din, whether the shvuos were done by Beis Din or they weren't done by Beis Din. And each time, the kofar alav, each time, Shimon, the defendant in this situation, says, no, I disagree with you. I don't owe you the money. And he swore each time. So if he ultimately says, I'm Herur Meshuva, and I admit that I, in fact, do owe you the money, so then he has to pay Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Yachas. Each Shavua that he made, he has to go and pay the Karen one time, but he has to go and pay the Chamishis, the extra fifth, and bring a Karban Asham for each separate Shavua. So Karen, he only has to pay once, but he has to pay for each of the five Shavuas a Chamishis and a Karban Asham. Now, the Omar Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, Matam, how come? So he says, Hoel v'yochol lachsor lahodos. Rashi explains, v'nimtso debekulon kofer mamon. Because since he could have retracted and admitted each time, so then each shvua that he made basically starts over from fresh. So since he could have retracted previously, and now he did not retract, so each shvua, since he could have retracted, is considered a separate new shvua. The nimtso debekulon kofer mamon. So each one is in fact being kofer on the mamon, and that's why if he wants to get a kapara, he has to pay a fifth each time he swore, one time only the keren, but a fifth each time he swore, and he has to bring five karbonos osham in the case where he was swearing falsely five times. Now, here is Rav Hamnuna's question. He says, we cannot be talking here. You can't be talking here that this shvua that Reuven made, Shimon made, was because he kofatz, he jumped in. Because look at the lashon, it said hishbia olav ketani, which implies that the Beis Din made the shvua. And you can't say that it was outside of Beis Din. Chutz le-Beis Din also lo motzis amris, because it said bifnei Beis Din or shalom bifnei Beis Din, but it means bifnei Beis Din k'tani. So here, you can't give either the teretz of kafatz or the teretz who was outside of Beis Din. And yet Rav Amnuna says, look, Rav, you see that each shavua didn't end the discussion. Nevertheless, he has to go and pay the five chamishas and the five carbon ashams, even though the Beis Din made him make the shavua. So Rav Hamnuna himself asked the question and gives the answer. Who most of law? He asked the question. Whom befarik law? He gave the answer himself to his Rebbe Rav. And he said, in fact, litzdodim tani. You have to read this as two separate cases. Hishbia olav, that part of the Mishnah where it says hishbia olav, that's referring to chutz le-Beis Din. That's outside of Beis Din. And when it said, ube-Beis Din, bein b'fei Beis Din, ben shalom b'fei Beis Din, that's talking about kofatz, where he jumped in and said, I want you to swear. And Shimon swore without the Beis Din making him swear. So we call this litzdodin. The two parts over here, hishbia lov, that was outside of Beis Din. And the bein bifnei Beis Din, bein shalom bifnei Beis Din, that was a case of kofatz olov. So that's how Rav Hamnuna would say his Rebbe Rav would go and explain this Mishnah. Now, this understanding of Rav Hamnuna is essentially saying that Rav would hold that even if you admit after your shvua, Rav would hold that you don't have to go and pay. But that doesn't seem to fit in with the following brisa. The brisa says, Bal habayis she'tan tanis ganav b'pikadon. If the Bal habayis who was given the pikadon says that this pikadon was in fact stolen from me, and since I was a shomer chinam, I'm pater by Geneva. And he swears to this effect, v'nishma. But then, v'hoda. But afterwards, he has a hurum of tshuva, and he says, listen, I lied, I swore falsely. So now, Ubo Edom, Edom come along and, in fact, verify that he swore falsely. So it depends when the Edom come. If before the Edom came, he was Hoda, so then he just pays Mishalim Karen, like a regular person who is Moda, so he pays the principal, he has to add on the fifth, the Chomesh, and he has to bring a Korban Asham. But the im mishubo edim hoda, if he was moda after the edim came, so then he still wants to get a kapara, so he has to mishalim tashlume kefel, because the witness is forced to pay kefel, so that is the amount that he has to pay, but he doesn't have to pay the chomesh, because that's included in the kefel, but he also brings a korban asham. Now, v'hocha chutz le-Beis Din, v'kofatz lo-motzis amris. Here again, you can't say that this is chutz le-Beis Din because then there would be no din of kefel. And you can't say that he was kofatz because then there would be no din of kefel. Because kefel k'tani, it says that he has to pay kefel. So by definition, must be that Beis Din made the shvua and obviously was done in Beis Din. Now, what do you see over here? Rav clearly expects him to pay even though he swore. And Rav said the case is over once he swears. But here, if he was moda, you see that Rav does expect him to pay. So therefore, Rava says that can't be Rav's understanding. And Ella Omar Rava, therefore Rava explains that even Rav would hold Kol Hoda if the person admits it after he swore falsely, Lo Shnor Toein Tainus Elvad, Lo Shnor Toein Tainus Ganov. It doesn't make any difference what his taina was originally, that it was stolen from him, or that it was lost from him, Avad lost, or Ganov, it was stolen from him. Nevertheless, Nami Lo Omar Rav. Some delete the word Nami and just say, Lo Omar Rav. Rav did not say in this situation that his shvua ends the case because the hawk siv his vada. The pasuk tells us that if he's modeh, then the boy shlumi kerem v'chomish. So Rav's not going to argue with the pasuk and the chomish, and therefore the pasuk and the chomish says that you have to pay the kerem and the chomish, and you bring an asham. And furthermore, in a case of toein tanas ganav, where the shomer says that it was stolen from him, and then Ubo Edim, and Edim come along and say, no, you stole it. So then, in that situation as well, even though he made a shvua, Rav doesn't say the case is over. Nami lo amar Rav in that situation, because dohok siv teshlumi kefil. This is what I mentioned before. The pasuk says this is the exception to the rule. So certainly you have to pay kefil in this situation. So when did Rav say his din? That once you make a shvua v'lo kach b'lo lo v'lo yishalein, ki kamar, it only applies kigon shetoein tainas avad v'nishba. It only is talking about the case where the pikadon was in his hands, the shomer is given this pikadon to watch, and he claims it was in fact lost, kigon shetoein tainas avad, and he swears to that effect, v'nishba, and v'lo hoda ubo edim. And he's not ever moda that he swore falsely. Edom come along then and say that he swore falsely. In that situation, and only that situation, Rav says, the pasuk says, v'lokach ba'olav v'lo yishalem. They accepted his shvua, and therefore, even though Edom come along, he doesn't have to go and pay. So that is the only place where Rav's somewhat unique din applies. Now, this is still questioned. This is Rava's interpretation of where Rav's din applies. Now, Rava was not a star pupil of Rav. So, Ozel Rav Gamda comes along, and he says, V'omer l'shmaisa k'mei d'Ravashi. He says over this discussion from Rava in front of Ravashi, and Ravashi says, it doesn't make any sense. Amale, Ravashi says, Hashta, Uma Rav Hamnuna Talmidei d'Rav. Rav Hamnuna is a star pupil of Rav, and he didn't say what Rava said, because he felt that Rav said his case even in a case of Hoda, the Kamosiv Hoda, and I'll show you that that's true, because when we brought down the Mishnah from Shvuos, the case where Hishbi Alov Chamisha Pomim, Bein Bifnei Beisin, Ubein Shalom Bifnei Beisin, V'kofer Alov, Chayev Okalachas V'yachas, that which Rav was being questioned there by Rav Amnuna, the Kamosiv Hoda, he questioned him on the case of Hoda. So how can you, Rav, say, V'yat Amris, Hoda lo amar Rav, that Rav didn't make such a claim? In fact, Rav Amnuna, who's a star pupil of Rav, said that Rav did make such a claim. So along comes Amalei Rav Acha Sava l'Ravashi. So Rav Acha, the elderly Rav Acha, said to Ravashi, no, Rav Amnuna also understood like Rav. Rav Amnuna, Hochi Kokashle, he also understood like Rav, that in the case of Hoda, Rav didn't say that the case is over. Even though he made a shvua, if he's hold afterwards, even Rav holds that he has to go pay the Karen, the Chomish, and bring a carbon Asham. Knew then what was he questioning? We turn to Kuvova Medbeis. Rav Amnuna said as follows, I Amris Bishloma Nishba Ki Asu Edim Mechayev, that if he swore falsely, but then the Edim come along and say that he's guilty, in that situation he's Chayev, so Amotu Lahachi Mechayevin Le Karbon Ashvua Basraisa. That's why he has to go bring an Asham if he's Moda. Amotu Lahachi Mechayevin Le Karbon Ashvua Basraisa, because each and every Shvua after the first one is a false Shvua, since Ho of Yochel Lachzul Lahodo, since he could have retracted. So each Shvua then is still a false Shvua. But Eli Amris Kiyasu Edim Potter. But if you were to come along and say that if Edim come along, he is Potter because he swore falsely, so then Miko Midi, how could it possibly be a situation? That if witnesses come along, he wouldn't have to go and pay based upon the witnesses. But Vana Neku Nechayve Korban Ashvua Ho V'Yochel Lachzul Lahodos. But we would make him bring a Asham since he admitted it, and we would go and make him pay based upon this Hodah? Hash to me, it's Lawaldi. We don't consider this Hodah to be significant. Oh, it must therefore be that we're dealing here with Bishlomo Nishba Kiyosu Edim Chayev. Because ho v'yochol lachzor lahodos. Oh, so that's the understanding that Rav Amuna had when he questioned Rav. I know that's a little bit complicated. Again, I hope I said it clearly. Let's go weiter. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya bar Abba says, "Name Rav Yochanan, hatoing tainas ganav bipikadon." If again Reuven deposited something with Shimon, and Shimon says that a ganav took this pikadon that Reuven had deposited with him, he's a shomer chinam. He's going to be potter for gneva v'aveda, and therefore he doesn't have to go and pay. So Reuven says, "I want you to go and swear to me that you, in fact, didn't keep it for yourself." He swears such, and now Edom come along, Mishalim Teshlumi Kefel. The Edom come along and prove that he did, in fact, steal it, so therefore, he has to go pay Kefel. And in fact, Tovach U'mochar, if he went not only and stole it, but he then went and either shechted it and or sold it, so then the rules of Dalet Vehei apply, Mishalim Teshlumi Arba V'chamisha. Now, that's a Rav Chiya bar Abba sending Rav Yochanan. Why? Hoil v'ganav mishalim teshlumei kefel. Rav Yochanan's svar is as follows. Since a ganav has to pay teshlumei kefel, if he's found to be a ganav, v'toein tainas ganav mishalim teshlumei kefel, and somebody who is toein tainas ganav has to pay teshlumei kefel if he's found to have sworn falsely. So ma ganav shu mishalim kefel. So a regular ganav has to pay kefel, also has to pay dalav hay. Tovach u'moch mishalim teshlumei arba v'chamisha. So too, av toein tainas ganav bibikado. So too, in our case, he's toein tainas ganav, and he in fact was the one that stole it. So kishu mishalim teshlumei kefel, since he would have to pay teshlumei kefel. So too, tovach u'moch mishalim teshlumei arba v'chamisha. So too, he has to pay 4 and 5. So basically, Rav Chiya bar Abba is saying in the name of Rav Yochanan that there is no difference between a ganav and the toein tainas ganav. More questions this and says, really? Ma'ali ganav, the reason why a ganav has to pay dalav v'hei is shekei mishalim tashlumi kefo shelo b'shvua, because you could make the argument that he has to pay tashlumi kefo without having a shvua. The witnesses come and say, you're a ganav, and he therefore has to pay the kefo, and therefore he pays dalav v'hei. Tomar, but toin tainas ganav. Can you say the same thing by toin tainas ganav? Where there, he has to make a shvua. She'ein mishalim tashlum kefel, a little bit shvua. The only reason he pays tashlum kefel is because he swore falsely that he wasn't a ganav. And therefore, you can't necessarily bring a binyan av and say the case of ganav should be able to be learned out in the case of toin tainas ganav, because there's a difference. In the case of ganav, there's no shvua. In the case of toin tainas ganav, there's a shvua. So you can't say it's a binyan av. If one is going to have a dalav v'hei, the other should have a dalav v'hei as well. You can't say that. So then why did Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Yochanan say that you can? So the Gemara answers, no, it's not based upon this binyan av, but instead it's based upon a hekish. Amre hekesha hi ve'ein meshivin al hekesha. This is in fact the hekesh, the din of ganav and toein tainas ganav, all in this week's parsha of Mishpatim. So they're all listed together, and therefore that's called the hekesh. They're juxtaposed together, and therefore we can compare the din of toein tainas ganav to the din of ganav. And the Gemara says, however, that only works out well according to the Man D'Yomer. It says that both of them are discussed. The Toein Tainas Ganav and the Ganav are discussed in the Psukim. Hanich L'Man D'Yomer, Chad B'Ganav, Chad B'Toein Tainas Ganav, Shapir. When the Pasuk tells us, Ki Yitein Ish Ariyeh, Kesef Ochilin Lishmor, V'Gunav B'Beis Yishim, Yotzi Aganav, Yishalim Shnoyim. And then later on it says, Im Lo Yimotzi Aganav, V'Nikrab Alabayis Alolokim. In lo shalach yudobim leches riehu, and then it says al kodvar pesha al shor al chamor al seh al salma al kol avida asher yomark yuzeh ad alokim yavod varshlehem asher yashun alokim yishalim shtayim riehu. So all of these psukim work out great if you say they're talking about two different things. It works out hanich leman diomer chad beganav, that one set of psukim is talking about the ganav, and then one is talking about chad b'toyin tanis ganav. Oh, so now we have a hekish shaper, no problem. We understand why Rav Yochanan held that the din is the same. Dalet Vehei applies to both. But this was a machlokis that we had on Daf Samach Gimel. And there it said that there was another opinion. El Olaman D'Yomar, that when it said, D'Yomar, Hai Im Yimotzi HaGanov, and the Im Lo Yimotzi HaGanov, both of them are talking about Tavayu B'Toein Tainas Ganov. They're not talking about one of the Ganov and one Toein Tainas Ganov. They're both talking about Toein Tainas Ganov. And then we don't have a hekish to the ganav. And then, then where does Rav Yochanan get it? If you can't learn it out from a binyan av, and there is no hekish, so then where does Rav Yochanan get the din that a toin tanis ganav pays dalav hay? So Gemara answers, Amre, even according to that man, the Yomar, it said the extra hey. It didn't say imimotze ganov, it said imimotze haganov. And therefore, the extra hey comes to teach us that the din applies here as well. And therefore, that's where Rav Yochanan gets it, that the toin, tain is ganov, also has to pay dalid vehey if, in fact, he shechted it or sold it. More questions this. Eisa Ruchia Barava Rav Yochanan. Ruchia Barava questions this din of Rav Yochanan, and it says as follows. Heichan Shori, if Reuven says to Shimon, hey, where is my ox, which I gave to you? Shimon was a Shomer Chinam, and he asked him where his ox is. And Shimon said, Nignap, it was stolen, and a potter from Gnevu V'Aveda. And Reuven says, Mashbiach Ani, I want you to swear to it. And Shimon says, no problem, Omer Amen, he swears to it. Now, along come Edim, for Edim Me'idim Oso Shecholo. Edim come along now and say that he, in fact, ate it. Now, notice they just said that he ate it. They didn't just say he stole it. They said that he ate it. So now, Mishalim Teshlum Mekevel. Certainly, he's a ganav, because if he ate it, so he is, in fact, stealing it. So he has to pay kevel. But the hocha, this brisa does not say that he pays dalad v'hei. For hocha, the e'efshol l'chazai is basav l'shlita. How could he possibly have eaten this unless he shechted it? And therefore, it should have said dalad v'hei. But it only said uktani mishalim teshlum kefal, teshlum kefal in teshlum arbu chavisha lo. It didn't say dalad v'hei. Kash on you, Rabbi Yochanan. You say that he would have to pay dalad v'hei. But here, this brisa clearly says that he doesn't pay dalad v'hei. He only pays kefal for eating it. No, what are you going to say to that, Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Yochanan answers, hoch my asking, you know what the brisa is talking about? Kigon shacholo nevela. He never shechted it. He ate nevela meat. And nevela meat is not a din of dalad v'hei. It's only if you shechted, tovach u'mochar, you either shechted it or you sold it. If it dies on its own and you eat it, you don't pay dalad v'hei. And that's how Rav Yochanan would have to learn this brisa. When it says, acholo, when the Edim come along and say that he ate it without shechita. And that's why there's no dalad v'hei. But if he had shechted it, there would be a punishment of dalad v'hei, exactly as Rav Yochanan said. More questions this and says, wait a second. Why did Rav Yochanan specifically say it's kigon shacholu nevela? He could have said v'lishani le kigon shacholu treifa. Why are we making this guy into a horrible person that he ate nevela? Make him into a less horrible person by saying he ate treifa. Why don't you give that answer rather than nevela? And nevela is 100% unkosher. Treifa, one could at least give him the benefit of doubt that it went to shechita and he didn't realize that it was a treifa. So the Gemara says no. Rav Yochanan didn't want to give us the answer. He ate a treifa. Instead, he specifically said he ate a nevela to be in accord with Rav Meir's opinion. There's a famous machlokas that we've had previously between Rav Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, a shchita she'en aruya, ain't a shchita. Whereas Rav Meir says, the Omer shchita she'en aruya, shema shchita. He holds that it is a good shchita. And therefore, Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Meir. That in fact, if you shechted it and it's a treifa, you would be chayav dalad v'hei. That's why he couldn't give that teretz. Where it says, okay, why didn't he give the teretz? Lishnei lei beben pekua. Why don't we say over here that it was a ben pekua? He ate it over here. It didn't require shechita. It was a ben pekua. Ben pekua is an animal that is found inside a shechted pregnant cow. You shecht the pregnant cow, and there is an animal inside. You open it up, and the baby was ready at term. So the baby actually survives after the shechita and is taken out. You do an emergency cesarean section after you do the shechita, and that's called a ben pekua. And incidentally, it says by the Shvatim, when they were being told Dibarah, when Yosef went to Yaakov and said they're eating meat that was Eber Menachai, so it actually was a Ben Pekua. And therefore, technically a Ben Pekua doesn't require Shechita and could literally be eaten as Eber Menachai. And that's what the brothers, in fact, were eating, and Yosef tattled on them to their father. That was the Dibarah that he brought to their father. New Gemara says, why didn't Rav Yochanan give us the teretz over here, Ben Pekua? So Gemara says, because, again, Rav Yochanan holds Ki Rav Meir. He holds like Rav Meir. And Rav Meir holds the Omer Ben Pekua Ton Shechita. Rav Meir says, and Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Meir, that a Ben Pekua requires Shechita. That's why he didn't give that teretz. He should have shafted it anyway. Midi Rabbanan, a Ben Pekua requires Shechita. And that's why Rav Yochanan didn't give the teretz of Ben Pekua. That's why he didn't give the teretz of Treifa. And Badavki gave the teretz of Nevela. We're still questions. It says, why didn't he give the following teretz? V'lishani lei, he should have answered, Kigon Sha'amad Badin, V'yamulo, Tse Tainlo. He could have given the answer that the Paskin, that in fact the Edom came along and said he was a Ganav, and the Beis Din Paskin say, Tainlo, go and give him the money for what you stole. Pay the Ketho. Because the whole Amar Rava, Rava had said, say, Tainlo, if the Beis Din said, go, you are guilty, and you have to go and pay him Kefel, so then, if after that he went and shechted it, Tavach u'machar, Rava says, Potter. In that situation, everybody agrees that he's not Chayiv Dalvei. Why not? My timer. He shechted it. So Gemara says, no. Kivan de Paske lemilse. Since the Beis Din Paske, that he has to pay the Kefel, so now, the Tavach u'machar, when he goes and, so to say, in their faces, then goes and shechts it or sells it, he's no longer a ganav. At this point, heavy gazlan. And we know the din is, but gazlan lo mishalim tashlumi arba b'chamisha. Only a ganav has to pay dalav hay or kefal. A gazlan doesn't have to. We had explained this previously in the Masechta. A ganav is somebody who is not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's only afraid of other people. He steals surreptitiously. Whereas the Goslin is brazen. He says, I'm not afraid of God, but I'm not afraid of people either. So in some ways, the Goslin is better than the Ganav. The Ganav is basically kofar against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the Goslin says, I don't believe in anybody. So therefore, the Ganav has to pay Dalav the Hay, the Ganav has to pay Kefal. But in this situation, when the Beis Din Paskin, you have to pay Kefal, he now basically, if he goes and shechts it or sells it, is essentially now a gazlan. He's flaunting in the Beis Din's face. So therefore, that's why he doesn't pay dalav hay. Why didn't he give that teretz? So the gazlan lo mishalim tashlumi arba b'chamisha. So that's the teretz that Rav Yochanan could have given. Why didn't he give that teretz? We just finished reading this brisa. The brisa says further, chayev atol ditilo. But if the court had said to the ganav, you're should give him chayiv atol itilo, but they didn't say, in fact, say, Taylo, go and give it to him. Then, v'tovach u'machar, if he then goes and shechts it or sells it, he would be chayiv d'dal bei, chayiv. Why? My timer. Because kol kama d'lo psika le'milsa, since the Beis Din didn't paskin definitively, yes, go and pay him, akate ganvu. Then he still does retain the status of being a ganav and didn't become a gazlan. No, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give this teretz? So Gemara says, Arme v'lui taimech. Okay, he could have given this teretz, but there are many other teruts that he could have given as well. Lishne, he could have said, Lishne le, b'shutov shetovach, shalom midas chavero. He could have been talking about that there was a partner over here who shechted this without his consent, without his permission, without his knowledge. And therefore, that would have been another teretz. So he could have given that teretz about a shutov. You could have given this teretz about, say, Taylo. You could have given the teretz about Nevela. And in fact, Rabbi Yochanan just gave us a teretz. Elochado mitreut losanokat. He gave us one of the two or three possible teruts that he could have given. Lav davka, is that the only teretz? He just gave us that teretz about Nevela. The Gemara continues and tells us another statement. The Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Yochanan. Another statement. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba saying, "Amar Yochanan, hatoein tainas ganov biaveda." Until now, we're talking about a pikadon. Here, if Shimon finds an aveda of Reuven, and Reuven says, "Give me back my aveda. I heard you found it," and he says, "Yeah, I did find it, but it was stolen." Hatoein tainas ganov biaveda, and he's like a shomer chinam in that unless he was poshea, he's going to be potter for ganeva biaveda. And it turns out that, in fact, he swore falsely, and he, in fact, was a ganav himself. So, mishalim tashlumi kefal. Then he will pay kefal. Now, why? My timer. Because the pasuk says, I'll call avidah. Asher yomar. Again, parashas mishpatim, the continuation of the pasukim that we said before, it says that for even any avidah, which you said, you, in fact, it was stolen from you, and you, in fact, were the one that stole it, so then you pay kefal. Now, when Rabbi bar Abba said the statement over the name of Yochanan, so he said it over the name in the presence of Rabbi Abba bar Abba, who questioned it. And he says, wait a second, the pasuk says, ki tein ish. What does it mean when it says ish? It means ein nesinas katan klum. The word ish in the pasuk specifically tells us that it must be given over by an above bar mitzvah age person. Ein nesinas katan klum. If a katan gave it to you, so then it's worth nothing. Now, that means that it was given over when he's a katan, and he's claiming it in court while he's still a katan. However, but if he was a katan when he gave it over, and now he is a gadol when he's claiming it, how do we know the same din still applies? Minayin, Talmud Lomar, because it says, Adu Elohim. Elohim here is a lashon of chol because it's talking about the judges. Adu Elohim, yavod var shnehem. Which means, Achetei Nisina, the giving it over had to be when he was a Gadol, and Utvia, and even the Tvia has to be, Shavin Kiachot has to be when he was a Gadol as well. And therefore, if he gave it over as a Katan, or even if he gave it over as a Katan and he's now a Gadol and he's demanding it, nevertheless, these dinim do not apply unless it was given over as a Gadol. Now, Vim Isa, if you're telling me that Hatoin Tainas Ganov Ba'aveda, if you're telling me that this din applies even by an Aveda, then how can the din of a giving over by a Katan be worse than the din of an Aveda? An Aveda, nobody gave it over. And here, at least the Katan gave it over. So why should the din be different by a Katan than by a Toin Tainas Ganov Ba'aveda? Tevinami Ki Aveda, at least let it be like an Aveda. That's the question that Rabbi Abba Baman will answer Ruchia Bar Abba. So Ruchia Bar Abba responds and he says, no. Omar lei hocha by skin. You know what we're talking about? Kigon shachalo kishu katun. It was even eaten up while he was a katun. No, that implies then avo kishu gadol mai. But the halach would be if it was eaten up while he was a gadol. So hochanami the mishalim. Then he would have to go pay. So then, if that's the difference, so then ihachi adatana achitei nesina tviya shavin kiachad. Instead of telling us a moment ago that the nesina, giving it over, and the tviya and the claim have to be both when he's a gadol, it should have said, listne, achete achila utviya shavin kiachad. It should be that the eating it up and the tviya and his claim occurred both when he's a gadol. That's what it should have said. So I'm late. So Rabbi Rama says, yeah, Tani, go read it that way. Achete achila utviya shavin kiachad. That's the right girsa. That's teres number one. Teretz number two, Rav Ashi Amar Lo Domi. No, the two cases are different. When the Aveda and the giving it over by a Katan, they're not the same. Aveda ko asyo mikoch ben das. And Aveda, even though it wasn't given over, it came from a bar das. Whereas the deposit by the Katan, v'holo asyo mikoch ben das. As opposed to before, we said, certainly if an Aveda were so, the Katan should work, it's greater, because the Katan is giving it over, and the Aveda, nobody gave it over. So here, Rav Ashi says the exact opposite. By the Aveda, it was lost by a Ben Das, as opposed to the Katan was given over by somebody who's not a Ben Das. So that's the second teretz. Mark continues, says another din from Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, V'yomer Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Hatoin Tainas Ganav B'Pikadon. If a person was given, Reuven gave over something to Shimon to watch for him, as a Shomer Chinam, and Shimon says it was stolen, this pikadon was stolen, so then, Eino Chayev, Achi Yichpor, B'miktsas, V'yodu B'miktsas. Rav Chiya Bar Abba said to Rav Yochanan that the only time he's going to be Chayev in this situation, if he swore about part of it he said was stolen, and part of it he says, I still have, or part of it was in fact a pshia on my part. Why? Why does he have to be a mode of B'miktsas over here? My timer, because the pasuk says, the Amakra, ki hu zeh. I'll call it a Da'ashir Yomar, ki who's there. So it has to be this item. In other words, this is what I owe you, but there's something else that I don't owe you. In other words, it's a mode of a mixas. Based upon ki who's there, that's what Rav Chiya Bar Abba learned in the name of Rav Yochanan. Mar says, this is not agreed upon by everybody. Upliga the Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef disagreed with that. What did he say? The Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said, and we turn to Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph. Eruv Parshios Kosuv Kan. Eruv Parshios is a way of saying it's a pasuk. Rashi says pasuk shehu mi parsho acheres nisari bezu. It's mixed up. The two psukim over here are combined from two different areas. When it says l'chi kisiv ki huzeh, that's referring to a milva hu dechsiv. That's referring to a loan. Umayish no milva. And why is a milva different than a pikadon? Because Kiddi Rabba, what Rabba said, and this is a very basic explanation which we mentioned in the past, the Amar Rabba, why, Mipnei Ma Omra Torah, Moda V'Mixas, Hataina Yishava, why does a person who's Moda and Mixas, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 100 bucks, and Shimon says, I owed you 100 bucks, but I paid you back 50, so I only owe you 50. Why in that situation do we make him make a shua, the Oraisa, called the Moda V'Mixas, Hataina Shvua? So why is that? Because Chazaka Ein Adam Meyiz Pana B'Pnei Bal Chovo. Nobody would be so chutzpahdik as to go and look somebody in the eye and say, nah, I didn't borrow any money from you. Nobody has such chutzpah. And therefore, Vahai Bekulei Boy Nichurei, he really wanted to deny the whole thing. However, Vahai Delo Chaperei, since he didn't have the chutzpah to do so, Mishum De'ein Odem Meyiz Panav, he couldn't do it. So he didn't have the ability to go lie and say, hey, he didn't give me anything. So therefore, he did a little bit of a lie and said, well, yeah, you gave me something, but I paid you back something. Or Bekulei Boy Lidoli Delay, he really wanted to admit the whole thing. but he didn't have the money right now. So therefore, he made up that I paid you back part of it. Bahai, the kofar lebemiktsas, sabar, he held the reason that he said I paid you back part was imodina lebekule. If I admit the whole thing, kofar lebekule is going to take me to court right now and get the whole thing back. I don't have the money. So I admitted part of it, and I'll get him the whole thing eventually. So I'm giving him part now, I'm admitting part of it now, and the part that I risk kofar on, I'll eventually get to him. Ishtamet li mi or hashta. No, I'll get away with it for now for a little bit. Until I get money and I'll be able to go pay him back. Therefore, the Torah understood this psychological logic of the person, and Hilcha Hurama Rahman Ashua Labi. Therefore, the Torah made him make a shua modu mixes a taina. So he shouldn't go and come up with this type of an argument. Well, I really own the whole thing, but I don't have the money to pay him right now. I'll only pay him half, but I'll really get him the other half later on. In order to prevent that, the Torah said you have to make a shua of modu mixas. And therefore, Rav Chiya bar Yosef says, that's only true by a milva. Only by a loan would somebody do this. But by a deposit of ugabi pikadon, meiz umeiz. The person who gave him over the deposit, Rashi says, there was no favor done. When you lend somebody money, you did him a favor. Here, do me a favor, watch this for me. You're doing him the favor, not that he did you a favor. And therefore, by a pikadon, a person would go and deny it 100%. Therefore, when the pasuk says, ki who's that? Rav Chiya bar Yosef argues with Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar of Yochanan, and he says, no, ki huzeh doesn't mean modem mixas is talking about a regular denial as well. You don't have to be modem mixas. But even if you were denying the whole thing, you're going to have to go pay kefel. There is no similar din to a milva as there is for a pikadon. Okay, we got to the bottom of Kuzayin Amud Aleph. We'll stop over here. Mitzvah Shem will pick up here tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's share.